Councillor Platt.
Councillor Scott's concerns. You've only got to look at the waste that's been transferred up and down the A120 and the amount of detritus that's on the side of the road that goes up to the roundabout. This is recycling waste. We've got some work being done in Frinton-on-Sea at the moment, and that there must be some earth being moved somewhere because it's going from the site right down the high street, out of the road, and disappears off into the distance. And I can see that being a problem here, so I'll share your concerns.
Well, I'd like to stick my two pence in as well while we're talking about waste. I don't know if it's strictly relevant to this item, but I think it must be. I'm going to make it so anyway. The waste transfer facility on the A120 on the site of the former Texaco garage, where all the dust carts, every single dust cart or refuse freight or whatever it's supposed to call them these days, from Tendring and from Colchester, every single one goes to the site on A120, empties all the rubbish out, and then it gets put into a 40-ton freighter and shipped all the way down to Basildon. And I don't have a massive problem with the location of the site, although I think it's far from ideal, but the site itself isn't a massive problem. What the problem is that lorries entering that site and leaving have to go... There's no roundabout. They can't get back onto the A120. They have to go in the opposite direction. So traffic from Colchester, dust carts from Colchester, for example, they come from Ardley Crown up the A120, pull in there, not a problem, empty their stuff out. They then have to go all the way up to the freighting car auction roundabout, do a full lap of it, and come back. And I've done the journey, and it's 4.5 miles to freighting and 4.5 miles back, 9 miles just to come back to where you started from. It's a 9-mile journey. What's happening is we're getting rubbish flying out of those lorries on the journey up and on the journey down. So there's loads of rubbish on the A120 now as a result of it. What we're also getting is lots of those lorry drivers aren't bothering to go up to freighting and doing a proper lap of the roundabout. They're going up to Hare Green and doing a sort of suicide U-turn in the middle of it. I've seen them doing it. I know Councillor Heaney's taken a number of plates and sent furious emails off. And it's apparently not even illegal for them to do it, although they're not supposed to do it. There's some sort of contract they've got in place. They're not supposed to do it. But that, for me, is poor partnership working between Essex County Council as the waste authority and this district. When I was leader of the council previously, when that site was proposed, and it's in my ward, so I've got strong views on it, and I said, yeah, OK, I could accept that's an OK location for it. Don't really see why we're having to say all of Colchester's waste into Tendring, only for it to go back out through Colchester down to Basildon. Would have made sense to me that transfer facility site be in Colchester, because that's already on the way to Basildon. And I would have thought that the massive new around the football stadium, that huge development around there, which is still unallocated, a lot of that would have been a far better location because it's straight off the A12. You've got access to it. And I just get the feeling they didn't want a waste facility there because they thought it would be scruffy. So we have to have the waste facility. And I think it's in the wrong location in that respect, but there needs to be a proper multimodal traffic junction on the A120 where the access and egress can be straight onto the carriageway back to where they're going to. And the Essex as the waste authority need to be making sure that they're not leaving waste behind on the carriageway for us to clear up, because that's really quite unacceptable, or for Highways England to clear up, or whoever's got to clear up. It's just unacceptable. So I think I'd like that to be considered. That's my little rant anyway. And I've got lots of noddings of heads, so I don't think anyone fundamentally disagreed with what I was saying. I've got Councillor Skills, Councillor Howard.
Scott and Carlo.
Oh, okay, I'm being corrected here. Councillor Scott, you're next.
Thank you, Chairman. Obviously, one of my residents who just passed me a note from my area said that the reason why also Brightside Town Council opposed this site is because of the noise and dust and the close proximity to residents and the Cone School. So that's one of the reasons as well the Brightside Town Council object. In terms of what Councillor Stock has said regarding going down the freighting and back again, let alone a nightmare during the rush hour in the morning and then evening, and these lorries going back and forwards. I mean, I've travelled from freighting up that A1, the road, up to Colchester that way, because A, it's quicker than go to Clingow Hill. And the road surface there is absolutely appalling. It's cracked, there's dips and rubbish along the road. So there is a valid point that Councillor Platt is saying and Councillor Stock is saying regarding the problem there. And I think these comments, and that everyone should actually tell Essex County Council that we don't expect to put up with this, and Essex County Council would either have to pay us to clear it up because it's us our district, they're actually litter picking along these areas and picking up rubbish and such like. So Essex County Council should actually give us the money to help clean the area if they don't want to do it. And areas like Brightonsea, where it's one road in, one road out, and all noise and dust and so forth, I think these comments should be added to the consultation document. So I'll please, Mr. Mitchum, if you wouldn't mind, add those comments before the time deadline is up.
Okay.
Can I move this? I think I've taken before, but there's two more speakers, but just to put your minds at rest, I'd like to add to A, together with the concerns raised by the committee. So that would take in what you were saying and what you were saying. And a B, including supporting response from Brightonsea Town Council. If that's I'll put that on the floor. It's got to be seconded yet and then still discussed.
Well, Gary seconded it. Carlo's next to speak and then Mick.
Yes, Chairman. At the time when we discussed the West Transfer Station, all these concerns were raised, and we in fact, if I remember rightly, we threatened the County Council with a judicial review.
We did.
Because we were not best pleased, if you like, with the choice of location. We were assured at the time that all lorries' movements would be monitored and every single lorry would be properly sheeted. Now, that's never happened. And this is the, when I made Southern Inquiries, because that happens to be my division as a county councillor, and I get huge amount of complaints from people about the rubbish on the A120, which I think is absurdly, it is the responsibility of the district council to clean up. So really, you know, we got to address this full on. This is our opportunity to make some very strong representation to ensure that if the sites are to stay in our district, then the lorry movement must be monitored, must happen outside peak time and outside school drop-off and pick-up time, and that these lorries are properly, fully sheeted, and, you know, there should be some kind of system in place to some audited maybe to understand if this takes place. So really, this is an opportunity to ensure that's done. Because last time, the West Transfer Station was given permission. We were assured this was happening, but it's not. It's still not happening. We do four collections of rubbish a year on the A120, and it's a very, very dangerous thing to carry out. But the district is responsible for that. So this is our opportunity to ensure that this time round we get listened to.
Thanks, colleague.